OLED is amazing.
It is. I mean, there's just no way around that. I am the type of person that, like, the only thing I really do with laptops is just on the go, like just writing. Like if we're covering a press event or whatever, we're just, you know, doesn't need to be a spectacular machine, really.
Right.
Right. At least in my mind. So I mean, for the longest time, I was using a really, really old, like, piece of garbage laptop. And then one of these showed up at the office, and I figured, I took one look at the screen and I was like, hey, I think I really need something like a better laptop that I need to use this. So I kind of commandeered it. The screen is just flipping amazing. I mean, so first of all, it's a Lenovo Yoga style machine, right? So it's does the whole convertible tablet thing, tent mode, all that stuff you were just talking about with that Dell machine. Lenovo's kind of been at this for a little bit longer, right? Because I think they were like one of the first to do the whole Yoga thing. You know, as far as mobile systems goes. But you combine all that stuff and, you know, I mean, everything is more up to date. Obviously, it's a recent system. So it's, you know, Skylake. I think the one I was testing had a 6300U in it. You can get all the way up to like an i7. It is active cooling. It's not silent, right? It does have a fan, although the fan most of the time isn't really running unless you're kind of, you know, really pushing it. But man, the amazing thing on this and just the thing that sells it is the screen. Now realize this laptop has like four different SKUs to it, and the OLED is only one of those four, and you end up paying like another 100 or 200 bucks price premium in order to get that. But it is just worth every penny, really. I mean, you're getting an amazing display. It's the thing, it's probably the thing you're using the most on your laptop, right? When you're using it, you're looking at the screen. You know, and it's something that's a small device, and you kind of care about the screen quality even more than, you know, any other kind of form factor of a thing. But man, just using, you know, I had looked at OLED displays, like as far as television sets, you know, in the past, but something about it being on, you know, and I've even seen it on phone screens, but something about when it's on a laptop size screen, like a 14-inch screen. And they go a little bit higher on the resolution than your kind of standard resolution. So it's it's a 25 by 16 or 14, you know, display. But something about that in combination with OLED just makes it look sharper than that same screen and an LCD at that same resolution. And it mostly boils down to just the way that the lighting kind of pipes through from OLED. Right. So if you click on that image, it should blow it up even more a little bit. If you just look, usually if you look really close at any LCD screen with the magnifying glass or whatnot, you'll see actual, you know, red, green, blue kind of bands on the edges on either side of the text. And it even got to the point where Microsoft kind of made like this, you know, the clear type thing, which kind of like makes your resolution appear a little bit, you know, higher kind of artificially because it's using the fact that those pixels are side by side like that, the subpixels. Kind of uses that to his advantage. If you look at the text here, it's basically going from white to black with a very little bit of a color anything around the edges. And that picture right there is probably the best way that I could try to demonstrate it. It's really one of those things where you just have to be like sitting in front of it and just look at the screen to just really get a true understanding of just how much sharper that makes the text look. And you combine that with the fact that it is OLED. So when there is black text, it's literally like a black hole. Like there's just, there's zero light coming through there. There's no backlight sleeve.
That is the glory of the OLED.
Yeah, exactly. And so it just makes the overall experience just much, much nicer. Even to the point where in some cases, the contrast is actually too much. Like if you're running with a black background and you don't think about it and you just like turn up the brightness on the screen, because there is still a brightness adjustment, you know, there's still hotkeys on the Lenovo, just like on any other laptop. If you turn it up and you were looking at, you know, mostly black content on the screen, and then you did something like open up a Windows Explorer window, which is white, like it's like the sun just rose in your face. Like, you know, if you had the brightness too high. So you actually have to, you know, be mindful that the incredible contrast of the screen can actually fool you and throw you off. And Lenovo even added some other options within their software that you know, they're kind of like in the box software that comes with it, so that you can do things like dim the taskbar by 50%, just like all the time. Because if you're one of those people that has the taskbar up all the time, you would, first of all, if you had like a very bright colored taskbar, that would just be like annoyingly like blinding to you. But then also, you have to remember it is OLED. So if you you spend the entire life of this product showing the same thing on a screen, like, you could potentially still get some kind of a burn-in effect on OLED. It's not so much burn-in as it is, you know, over time, over a long time now. It used to be really a significant issue, but if you, you know, use this thing for several years or something and just had it like up 24/7 and you were showing the same thing on the screen, those particular pixels would go a little bit dimmer than the rest [S2] Right. [S1] Of them. And then that would look like a burn-in to you. Although technically it's kind of like burnout, really, if you think about
it. It's a thin line.
But yeah. But yeah, just amazing screen on that thing. I hope, you know, aside from this product being pretty cool and you know, it is a little bit spendy. I think this model I tested runs at around like $1,500. Mm-hmm. But you know, good durability, like, you know, all that stuff is there. It's you know, it's the Lenovo product. It's a ThinkPad one. So you're getting all those kind of business level things. I just want to see these displays in everything now. Like,
yeah,
they just need to be in everything. It's as simple as that. You know, like, especially, I couldn't even imagine like a nice desktop display with OLED in it. That would just be phenomenal.